At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
In New Jersey, the race for the governor is heating up big time. The question, of course, that we all have to ask is, can New Jersey become a red state? So glad you're here today on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. It's been a busy one. It's been a busy week. And I hope you'll come back next week for more, because we're going to have a lot of fun. Obviously, we continue always having a great time together, as we do on the show with you. A lot of New Jersey stuff in the news. A lot of local stuff in the news. I hate, like, most of the time, the Philly stuff, it's murders and it's gang warfare and everything. And occasionally, we have local stories that actually make some sense. And there's a couple of them. So we talked about Penn Medicine. We're going to talk about it again. Ending their gender affirming procedures for people under 19. There's also the Trump administration has put out their sanctuary cities list, which includes Philadelphia and other places in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, by the way. Now, let's think about this whole notion of sanctuary city. And, you know, I always talk about the time that dopey former mayor of Philadelphia with his white man's overbite, Jim Kenney, of course, dancing to "We Are a Sanctuary City." Yeah. And just so incredibly just painful. We have the audio of that.
A sanctuary city. Yeah.
I'm concerned every single day. There's not an event or a day where I don't
let's just do that again.
Sanctuary city. Yeah.
Many high fives to the chief of staff. Well, Philadelphia and 16 other Pennsylvania cities and counties have been named on a list of sanctuary jurisdictions, places to be formally notified of what the president calls their noncompliance with federal immigration law. At potential risk, billions of dollars in aid that flow to hundreds of communities across the United States. Montgomery, Delaware, and Chester counties were also on the list. So were the cities of Pittsburgh, Gettysburg, State College, and York. New Jersey was named as a sanctuary state. Also cited were Burlington County, Cumberland County, Camden, Trenton, and more than a dozen other Garden State localities. The list issued by the Department of Homeland Security spans scores of jurisdictions in 30 states in the area. And I'll tell you what, this is the kind of thing where, as they now say that we are a sanctuary city, yeah! Patch.com reporting, Trump administration calls Burlington County a sanctuary locale. Shocking county officials. Burlington County officials cannot figure out why the county was included on the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's list of sanctuary jurisdictions released on Thursday. Sanctuary jurisdictions, obviously, is where they don't cooperate with federal law enforcement. However, Burlington County's elected governing body, the Board of Commissioners, has not approved any such measures in recent years. County spokesperson David Levinsky said, quote, "It comes as a surprise that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security labeled Burlington County, New Jersey, a sanctuary jurisdiction, and accuses the county of not following the law without citing any examples. Our county received no notification or explanation from U.S. Department of Homeland Security in advance of the agency's announcement." DHS says each jurisdiction listed will receive formal notification of its noncompliance with federal statutes. New Jersey itself is a self-identifying sanctuary state. In 2018, the state's then attorney general, under the direction of His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable, implemented a directive limiting law enforcement's involvement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement so that immigrants feel safe reporting crimes. Several cities and towns have passed their own sanctuary policies. Burlington County, though, says it does not identify as this, and says, in fact, the current Burlington County Department of Corrections policy concerning immigration detainers is unchanged since 2017, when President Trump was first in office, and Republicans held all five seats on the Burlington County Board of Commissioners. They're all Democrats. However, what I have found, according to my sources, is that the county prosecutor directive to all law enforcement specifically prohibited all law enforcement from cooperating with federal authorities, including ICE. Now, what we can get is an OPRA request for the attorney general and the county prosecutor of Burlington County and all these other counties to tell us what they're doing, because they know exactly what they're doing, and they're purposely trying to mislead everybody and what they're doing, and purposely trying to mislead that they are not sanctuaries when, in fact, they absolutely are sanctuaries. So we know that, and they're lying to us about it. And the lying has to stop, and the lying needs to end in a very, very big, big way. So that's what I want to focus on, too. And Philadelphia named, and all of these places, by the way, all these places, we know what they're doing. We know what they're trying to do, and that is they're trying to obfuscate from the truth. By the way, that is the Big Story of the Hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. But they're going to get to the truth. And, you know, Stephen Miller, who's a guy who does, you don't mess around with Stephen Miller, all right? Stephen Miller, you just don't mess with him because he's smart. And he took down a colleague on CNN, just destroyed CNN's Pamela Brown. And this is some good stuff here. I mean, Miller's a smart dude. Take a listen to this.
Last few weeks, yet even just yesterday we saw, whenever a judge rules against this administration, you say they're going rogue. Do you think a judge should just rubber stamp what your White House does? If not, what checks and balances do you think should be in place for this White House?
It is not the job of a district court judge to perform an individual green light or red light on every single policy that the president takes as the head of the executive branch. Just think about the premise baked into your question, respectfully, Pam. You're saying that when the American people elect a president of the United States of America,
I'm not saying
it's the implication. Who is the sole head of the executive branch?
Let me finish.
I will answer the question happily. But look, when you have these kinds of lazy assumptions built into questions, it makes it hard to have a constructive
dialogue.
What
is a lazy assumption?
Saying,
I said you all had a win.
You said my expectation.
I'm speaking
you
because
said,
now
my,
you're getting...
You said, is it my expectation? It's not just you. It's the whole media. In other words, when you hear
you
a sentence like...
It is a completely fair question. When, you say judges rule against the White House.
And I will gladly answer it. When you
go
say,
ahead.
Do we think district court judges should rubber stamp each action? There is a premise that is built into that is absurd. The president is the sole head of the executive branch. He's the only officer in the entire government that's elected by the entire American people. Democracy cannot function. In fact, democracy does not exist at all if each action the president takes, foreign policy, diplomatic, military, national security, has to be individually approved by 700 district court judges. That's democracy. So if there's 15 communist crazy judges on the court, that each of them, as a team working together, can block and freeze each and every executive action. Joe Biden was allowed by that same court system
some of them to are Trump 20 judges,
million
though.
Illegal
are they,
foreigners.
Why did Trump put these crazy communist judges, as you call them, on the bench?
You heard President Trump himself say that the Federal Society and Leonard Leo has created a broken system for judicial vetting. And God knows this time around, we are not going to be using...
So does that mean he doesn't support picking Amy Coney Barrett for the Supreme Court?
What it means is, simply this and nothing more, we're not going to be using the Federal Society to make judicial nominations at all going forward. But
wow. That's a big change, by the way. That is a big change. Dana Bash is not happy about how Stephen Miller acted, and just so you know. No, I mean, I don't know if you... I don't really know if anyone cares what Dana Bash thinks, but just in case you're curious, Dana Bash at CNN was not particularly pleased with that. And this is what she had to say about that right after that exchange took place.
For the record, there is nothing lazy about Pamela Brown in any way, particularly when it comes to her intellect.
Pamela Brown. Oh, that's the other one that he went after. Pamela Brown. No, it's the same one. Yeah, it's the same one. Yeah, same one. Oh, that was a different exchange. Oh, a different exchange. Yeah, that's right. Miller went after Pamela Brown on two different occasions. Yeah, this was another exchange.
Undocumented migrant sent a letter threatening to kill the president, promising to self-deport after the assassination. CNN reporting shows that investigators believe the migrant was set up. It was a victim of a setup. What is the administration going to do now? And this is an undocumented immigrant. I do want to note that. But this was someone who came forward, was a victim of a crime, and now law enforcement believes he was set up. Go ahead.
Well, I want to clarify what you mean, so we're talking about the same thing. Are you saying this immigrant was here illegally?
Yes, but I am, and that's why I said that. I clarified
well,
that.
You said undocumented, and I wasn't clear what that means. I'm assuming they have a fake ID. I'm assuming they have a fake social security number.
That's neither here nor
there.
That's getting away from the question, Stephen. I want this to be, and call me naive, a good faith discussion about what's happening right
but
now.
When we use language that's designed to obscure the truth, that's not good faith. An illegal alien is an illegal alien. They're not an undocumented migrant.
Okay, that's fine. That's another discussion for another day. I don't know the details.
Of the assassination threat. Okay. All I can say, based on what you're telling me, is there's an illegal alien in our country who's making menacing threats. Regardless of the facts or circumstances, we don't want him here. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and I would gladly come back on when I have more information to share with you.
They were set up, just to be clear. But quickly,
so
where is the White House on
habeas corpus?
You're
saying the illegal alien was treated unfairly. Yes, I'm sure the illegal alien was treated very unfairly.
Okay. Where is undocumented?
The whole undocumented thing is funny to me. It's like the whole undocumented, you know, that's just fine. They just don't have your documents. That's all it is. If only you had your documents, you'd be fine.
The idea of America was found out, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
What?
The law, men and women.
What? Wait. I'm sorry. What?
We're created equal. Endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of that. We meant it. That's who we are. That's what makes America the most unique nation in the world. Literally, not figuratively.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
I know it's Friday. I have not. Can we just hear that again? That's Joe Biden. Why is he speaking?
The idea of America was founded on, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men and women are created equal. Endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of that. We meant it. That's who we are. That's what makes America the most unique nation in the world. Literally, not figuratively.
And then the cough. Is this new? Why is he speaking? I'm curious. Why is Joe Biden not on a beach? He should probably just be on a beach somewhere and just not do this. Trump and Elon Musk today had a press conference regarding Doge. And Elon Musk is obviously now his last day on the job. But the president was very, very happy about a lot of the things that they were able to uncover. Now, in my opinion, it's up to conservatives. It's up to Republicans to finally codify those into law. Why don't we do that? That would be a really, really nice thing, don't you think? If we can actually make these things law. So that we can have these spending cuts be permanent and not mess around anymore and not just look at Doge and go, oh, well, what a great idea. What a great idea. You know, they started this today by playing a clip of Rick Santelli and the guy from CNBC, so from Squawk Box, praising the news today about the economy. That's how they started the press conference today at the White House.
I think what I'll do, if you don't mind, numbers have just come out, which are rather extraordinary, and I thought I'd play a tape of one of the people who I've respected over the years, from, you know, Joe Kiernan and Rick Santelli. This just came out, and we'll just play that for a second.
Personal income is up 0.8, up 0.8%. That is almost triple the expectations.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
The income numbers, really, for the first 4 months of the year, they're stellar. They're really stellar. I mean, I could go back and look at the first 4 months of many different years. Really, very strong numbers, and you're right. This administration...
Let me just say, they have a laptop on the Resolute desk, and the laptop on the Resolute desk, by the way, is playing this video. It's really cool. I've just never seen anything like that.
It's criticized for just about everything under the sun. I've never, ever in my lifetime had glimpses into the politics of an administration in the form of transparency like this one. Why don't we be, give credit where credit is due.
I also,
income really shooting.
Rick, I also thought everybody was going to get one last... order of imports that were going to be tariffed, and they were loading up on things. How the hell they already fix the trade, or not fix it, but to cut it in half, that's crazy. So there wasn't a lot of front loading of things that they needed before the tariffs hit?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it really does call into question some of
the... By the way, Governor Josh Shapiro calling the big announcement on steel a BFD, telling Selena Zito it's a BFD. You know what that means, obviously. It's a BFD, a smiling Josh Shapiro told the Washington Examiner on the whole issue of steel. And so the Gov is very happy about that. Pennsylvania, very happy about that, obviously. It's a BFD. It's not a sandwich, in case you're wondering, by the way, in case you're wondering. But workers are very, very happy about this. And this is Western PA steel workers who reacted to this. You heard the president, but this is pretty cool because I think it's always nice to hear from the actual workers, because I've told you before, the Democrat Party abandoned workers like this. The Democrat Party abandoned white working class workers. They abandoned steel workers. They abandoned a lot of these people.
For 1.5 long years, U.S. steelworkers have held their breaths, unsure of what their future held.
How I feel is I could take a breath today. It seemed like through this whole sale that was pending, it just gave you stress.
Now, third-generation steelworker Andrew Macy has the deal he's pushed hard for, all just months before he retires.
It's just wonderful.
It's like early Christmas, man, here in the Mon Valley, and he's protecting at least 11,000 jobs for Pennsylvanians.
North Braddock Mayor...
Oh, that's a black working-class worker. So you see, the president has won white working class workers and black working class workers, just like I told you the other day, just like I said the other day, these are what I call alpha workers. These are workers who work for a living. They're not just professors in classrooms. These are actually people. These are people who work for a living and sweat. And the Democrat Party hates all of them.
Cletus Lee was one of a group of Mon Valley leaders who came together in recent months to push leaders in Washington to approve a deal that led to investments in the Mon Valley. Reacting to this news, they all feel similar.
When you see that everything you've done for the last 2 years come together, it's overwhelming with emotion. So yes, I was crying, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Big men cry. And
right.
I was crying with happiness.
Driving that emotion is a fear of what could have happened. West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly thought plants may have to close as soon as next year.
They're being held together with Band-Aids.
U.S. steelworker Glenn Thomas has watched as his company moved production to other states.
We need tons and tons of capital improvements.
It's the promise of the Nippon deal, at least $1 billion for the Mon Valley alone.
And President Trump, what he did today is, It's presidential.
United Steelworkers leadership has never been on board with the deal. Their international president, David McCall, said today, "We cannot speculate on the impact of today's announcement without more information. Our concern remains that Nippon, a foreign corporation with a long and proven track record of violating our trade laws, will further erode domestic steelmaking capacity and jeopardize thousands of good union jobs."
President McCall never really came here to talk to any of us to get our side of it. And we
now, this is a steel worker. So isn't that interesting? Because this is what this is the major dichotomy with workers, steel workers, and or unions, whoever the union workers are, and their leadership, right? And the leadership of the unions, who are always on the other side of where the workers are. It's another major problem for the Democrat Party.
I really wish he would have.
I feel that today we saved steel in Pittsburgh. Not just the Mon Valley, but we saved the legacy that all of our forefathers, and I grew up in a steelmaking town, they're all looking down on us and saying, thank you.
For Kelly, just like Macy, this has all been about keeping steelmaking jobs alive long after they're gone.
And for myself, third generation steelworker, I wish my father was here to say, I'm retiring, as he did back in 1975. And I could say, Dad, I'm retiring too. A proud steelworker.
There you go. That's why the working class loves the guy. That's why Republicans have won the working class voters. It's why Donald Trump has won the working class voters. That's the bottom line. You know, that's the bottom line. And look, it's not just guys who work for a living with their hands. I said the other day, the alpha workers are just they're also people who work in the financial sector, because don't forget, the financial sector also went after. I mean, the Democrats went also people in the financial sector. They went after them. That's why Jamie Dimon had the following to say.
We have to acknowledge the grievances that have put us in this position to start with, and they're real. Okay, immigration, what the hell are we doing? You know, the bottom 20% of our population, you know, their wages didn't go up for 20 years. They're dying 7 years younger. You know, when administrations, you know, the Biden administration is giving all this money to EVs and cars and wasting a lot of money on green stuff, which isn't going to work, and all that. Do you think people in rural cities, do you think people in cities thought they were getting anything? Do you think that those people think that the American government is fair and competent and that this was in their best interest? Their schools don't work. They're not getting the skills they need. And you heard that just now. So we got to acknowledge these. I also call it blue tape. Because, you know, Republicans, you generally don't like red tape. You understand the devastation of it. But, you know, most Democrats, they love it. They want more of it. And they want to make it so confusing you can't even meet the rules, so you get punished and fined afterwards. We have to acknowledge the grievances that have put us in this position.
See, this is what I mean. This is alpha workers, right? Alpha workers. Not just blue-collar workers. It's alphas. And the Democrat Party becoming the party of the elites, the faculty lounge, the coastal elites, et cetera, lost all these people. People that work for a living, cops, steel workers, energy workers, but yeah, also financial guys too, because let's not forget people like America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, and other people going after people like Jamie Dimon and other people, and Bernie Sanders screaming about the oligarchy, and on and on and on it goes. With these lunatics and their craziness that they're always doing. All right, so the president gave Elon Musk a gift. What did Elon Musk have to say on his last day on Doge? As we continue our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG, don't go away.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, yeah, baby. Getting ready for the game, getting ready for the Phillies. We're excited, and hopefully we can get some decent weather. So the president today had Elon Musk in the Oval Office, and it was his last day. He gave him a gift. He thanked him for his service, and Elon had a lot to say. And we have some audio for you as we continue along the show here today. It's been a busy week, huh? And it's been a short week, too. So all I can tell you is thank goodness that Joe Biden is back. I mean, really, thank goodness, because we've missed him so much. And he's mentally competent, by the way, in case you're wondering. He's mentally competent, just so you know.
And there's also been a lot of discussion recently about your mental and physical capabilities while you were in office.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent, and I can't walk, and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
Well, do you want to reply to any of those reports and also to the fact that there are some Democrats who are now questioning whether you should have run for re-election in the first place?
Why didn't they run against me then?
What?
Because I would have beaten them.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't.
And there's also been a lot of discussion.
Could someone translate that? I mean, Boy, it's hard to miss you when you don't go away, Joe, but we're glad you're not going away, just for the record.
Sir, why
I feel like everybody expects it. I've done it all because I'm loyal. I do it every damn year. From the very beginning. Never forget my feet. I do it every damn year. From the very beginning.
Just, you know, in this video, he's about 2 inches from her face, staring at her face when she said, "Sir, why is it important to come here today?" He's just such a freaking weirdo because he's lost his mind. That's why, because he has no mind left. He has no mind. It's gone. The mind is gone. Anyway, Elon's not really leaving. Elon is sticking around. The president gave him a gift today. And Elon said Doge is only going to grow stronger over time.
The Doge team will only grow stronger over time. The Doge influence will only grow stronger. It's I liken it to sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life. So it is permeating throughout the government. And I'm confident that over time we'll see $1 trillion of savings and a reduction in $1 trillion of waste and fraud reduction.
But that would be fantastic, right? Wouldn't that be amazing if that's the case? $1 trillion in waste and fraud cuts and all of it would just be absolutely amazing. And, you know, I tell you, as we think about everything that's been accomplished here, all we need now are the Republicans to actually make it law, to make it a thing that actually sticks. Can we do that? Can we actually make this permanent, the great work of Doge? We better, because if we don't, Republicans will be a minority party for a very, very long time. This is the gift the president gave Elon Musk.
A little special something we have here.
Thank you.
A very special that I give to very special people. I have given it to some, but it goes to very special people, and I thought I'd give it to Elon as a presentation from our country.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you.
Take care.
It's a white gold key. It's a white gold key. So that's good. And you want to hear some of the examples of what Doge has found, which Congress needs to now codify into law?
Just as an example, Doge canceled $101 million for DEI contracts at the Department of Education, $101 million, and that was just a small section of the Department of Education, $59 million for illegal alien hotel rooms in New York City, and the landlord never made the kind of money that he made in the last short period of time. $59 million to a hotel in New York City, $45 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion scholarships in Burma. In Burma. Does anyone know about Burma? $42 million for social and behavioral change in Uganda. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. I can say it's $2 billion to Stacey Abrams and her environmental movement. There was $100 in the account, and all of a sudden they found $2 billion in the account. And I assume that's being looked at. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I assume that's being looked at. Think of that, $2 billion. And then Lee will tell you there's another one over there for $20 billion being spent on another environmental question. $20 billion. Not $20 million, a lot. Not $200,000, which is a lot. So think of it, in her case, you have $100, and now all of a sudden she gets hit with an infusion of $2 billion just before I take office. $20 million for Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. Nobody knows what that's all about. Nobody.
Sure you do. You have Oscar the Grouch just has a bomb in the garbage can. I mean, duh. Like, we know that. Obviously.
Been able to find it. $8 million for making mice transgender. So they spend $8 million on making mice transgender. And those are better than many of the others. I could sit here all day and read things just like that, but we have other things to do. So
actually, I would be fine if he just sat there and read all the waste and the abuse. It's just the problem is we just don't have any time to do it. But he had a great exchange with the New York Times today in the Oval Office.
The president mentioned that you had to deal with all the slings and arrows during your time at Doge.
Let me say, Peter Ducey asked the question, and the president took a shot at the New York Times.
Well, some of the people, you know, some of the media organizations in this room were the slingers.
Well, so there is a New York Times report today that accuses you of blurring the line between.
Is the New York Times, is that the same publication that got a Pulitzer Prize for false reporting on the Russiagate? Is it the same organization?
I think it is.
So I think the judge just ruled against the New York Times for their lies about the Russiagate hoax, and that they might have to give back that Pulitzer Prize. That New York Times? Let's move on.
Boom. Now let's get into the question of the auto pen, which the president talked about today as well. Peter Ducey asking the president regarding the auto pen.
Who used to work here are in talks with Republicans in Congress to go and testify about what they did or didn't do to possibly conceal President Biden's decline. Do you think that Dr. Jill Biden should also have to come in and testify about what she did or didn't do?
Well, I hate the concept of it. It's the wife of a man who was going through a lot of problems, and everybody that dealt with him understood that. And I guess it came out during the debate loud and clear. That was the biggest signal of all. They have to do what's right. The country was, there was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, 2020. That's been now caught. People understand it was a rigged election. And when you go further out, when you see the auto pen, I mean, I think the auto pen.
Can I just jump in here, Mr. President? I just have to add one thing. I just want to add one thing to that, because I think it's very, very important for all of us as we're talking about this conversation. And that's this. Let's not forget how important this actually is.
The idea of America was founded on, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of that. We meant it. That's who we are. That's what makes America the most unique nation in the world, literally, not figuratively.
And then the cough at the end. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. You were saying.
It's going to become one of the great scandals of all time because you have somebody operating it or a number of people operating. Because I knew Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't in favor of opening up borders, letting 21 million people into this from prisons and mental institutions and gang members. He wasn't into that at all. And, you know, who signed these orders, proclamations, and all of the different things that he signed that set our country so far back?
Well, hang on. I'd like to make another point of personal privilege, if I could, Mr. President, because I think it's very, very important.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Go, you know the thing. Okay, I'm just pointing that out. Please continue.
That was so bad for our country.
With the auto pen, how would it work? Like, we're in the Oval Office right now. If there was a group of rogue staffers that worked for you, yeah, who wanted to advance a executive order
literally
without your knowledge, how could they do it? How do they go?
Well, it's very hard because I'd read your newspapers or your media the next day, and I'd say, "Well, I didn't approve that," and I would find it. I mean, they wouldn't get away with it for long. Because I'd say, I never signed that. Who the hell signed that? Auto pens, to me, are used to sign letters to people, because we get, I think they said, 20,000 letters a week. And you like to be able, when somebody takes the time to write a letter, it's nice to sort of write back. And auto pens are meant for that. Auto pens are not meant to sign major proclamations or tax cuts or borders, anything having to do with the border, which is so important. And if it happened on my watch, I would be able to see it, because the next day or sooner, I'd be reading about something that I knew nothing about and who the hell signed this. So I almost never use the auto pen. In fact, yesterday I was signing about 81, I think it was 81 proclamations and statements to people that I think should be signed by us. I think when you write letters to foreign dignitaries or presidents or prime ministers, you should be signing those letters, not done with auto pens. I understand he signed almost everything with an auto pen. It's a very dangerous thing. It really means you're not president. Whoever operated the auto pen, and we think we know who that is, and it was actually more than one person, but that's not what the presidency is all about. I hardly used to.
Mr. The tariffs on China, you said that they violate.
And I just think, you know, I mean, it's very, very obvious that we need a serious investigation here, a serious investigation. And we have to figure out who was behind the auto pen. It sounds like they have some clues. That's good. But let's remember what I said to you yesterday. And why I think this is so crucial. The Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, she needs to be held accountable, because Kamala Harris was the one who had the 25th Amendment powers. And that's what we need to hold accountable, is the person who was the Vice President. So I'm not joking when I tell you how crucial that is. All right, more to come as we continue along the show here tonight. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, joining us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, he's the man with Do No Harm, one of the most important organizations out there, and we got a lot to chat about today. He's Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, and he joins us now here in Philadelphia. Hey, Doc, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you, Rick.
It's great to have you back. A number of issues I want to talk to you about, but let's start with Penn, shall we? Because yesterday or sometime this week, they made the announcement that they were no longer going to do the gender mutilation surgeries on children. However, they're still prescribing them puberty blockers and doing other things, and that is just absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know exactly what they're saying that they're doing. And of course, your listeners should understand that this has nothing to do with Children's Hospital, which is obviously closely affiliated with Penn, but a separate entity. And Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is actually the hospital in the country that does more gender surgeries and treats more children than any place we've identified in the country. So this has a pretty small impact in Philadelphia because, of course, Penn just treats adults, and there are very few children that probably are in a gender clinic there.
So CHOP is still doing the CHOPs, basically, the mutilations?
Well, apparently. I mean, they according to the newspaper article where they made their announcement, Children's Hospital had no comment about what Penn Medicine was up to.
I think that's very confusing to people. I mean, I'm confused, and I'm here. But let's just start with the puberty blockers for a moment. These are irreversible drugs that cause tremendous damage, and they're not approved for actually stopping puberty. Why are doctors prescribing these things?
Well, yeah, the drugs themselves have been used for many years in order to treat children that have something called precocious puberty, where a 6 or 7 year old child may start to develop secondary sex characteristics that we associate with going through puberty, and it's inappropriate for them. So it's they're put on these medications that halt that progression, and they're on those medicines until they can go through puberty in an appropriate time, which might be a couple of years later. In this particular situation, they've been used to block normal children from going through a normal puberty. And really, once that they start on those drugs, they inevitably, we know over 95% of them actually go on to get hormones that will start to change their secondary sex characteristics. Now, the rationale for it is it's a long story, and it starts back in Europe. But the idea was, rather than have adults undergo sex change kinds of maneuvers, such as medications and surgery, and still look like their original proper gender, because many of the changes that occur during puberty are not really reversible, physicians decided, gee, maybe if we start this transition during the childhood and before puberty sets in, they can look more like the people they're trying to look like. It's not, of course, changing their sex. It's just changing their outward appearance. So that was the rationale for starting this. But the presumption that these drugs were completely safe and reversible was just simply wrong. I mean, they can be reversible if used for a short period of time. But if used throughout a normal puberty, length of puberty, they can produce a lot of secondary problems, including the effects of not going through puberty. I mean, the biggest problem with getting puberty blockers is that the children don't get to go through puberty, which is a critical part of normal development. And we know their brains don't quite develop the same way. They can have changes in their bone structure, and they can have other less common complications. But they clearly are not completely reversible drugs, even though that's how they're portrayed often when parents come in and are told about these procedures for their children.
Now, Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, let's understand the MAHA report here. And obviously, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and President Trump. They've talked about this extensively, and they want this to stop. They want this to end. I mean, isn't Children's Hospital, doesn't it receive federal funds?
Yes, of course. It has a huge research program, which is, and of course, it receives federal funds through various insurance programs, such as the CHIPS program and through Medicaid, and possibly even Medicare, depending on the underlying problem. Yes, it does. But, you know, the president's order is not a law. The president's order is a, you know, it's sort of a suggestion that if people don't follow the law, then follow these recommendations, then possibly they could undergo certain sanctions, which is what has been threatened about these hospitals. And so Penn is not putting very much at risk here, because they probably do very few of these procedures. For Children's Hospital, again, the hospital in the country that we've identified through our Stop the Harm database that your listeners can look at. It's on our website, donoharmmedicine.org. And it's a database where you can look in and see what your hospital is doing in your city, in any state in the country. And Children's Hospital leads the list of hospitals that perform these procedures. And Children's Hospital is just sort of ignoring it and hoping the problem goes away, I guess. I'm not sure what's going on in their heads about this, but they continue to treat these children. And mind you, it's not just a question of what our government is doing. Governments around the world have now decided that these procedures ought to be really restricted, severely restricted. Yeah. Might be a child out there that might benefit from this. It's not impossible, but it clearly is something that's exploded in recent years. And most of the children that have come in, the vast majority that have come in and requested these procedures, have severe underlying psychological problems. 30% of them are autistic. Many of them are depressed. Many of them have anxiety. And again, the suicide rate in these children is no greater than any other group of children that have similar underlying psychiatric problems. So this is something that's exploded in Western societies over the last few years. And it's been encouraged by a bunch of activists who suggest that there really is such a thing as a child being able to understand what their proper gender is that's different from their true sex. And obviously it's an absurdity that any child who is always confused about almost everything during their teenage years suddenly is going to have mental clarity about an issue that's going to affect the rest of their lives and their health for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. Kids are kind of screwed up to begin with, especially going through puberty. I mean, I certainly was. I mean, it was a tough time for everybody. But there's a lot of, I think, social pressure now on kids to go down this road. I mean, you get all this attention if a kid has underlying mental health problems. And one of the biggest issues is the fact that parents are often kept in the dark about this stuff. You know, like in New Jersey, for example, there are school districts that have a policy where they will not let the parents know if a child comes to school and identifies as a different gender. And as a parent, that's infuriating because I need to know, because in my mind, that means my child, something very serious is going on here, and I need to deal with it as a parent. But their idea is that this is perfectly normal. And if you suggest that it could be mental illness or drugs or just a kid seeking attention, then you're allowing another possibility. And they don't want any other possibilities other than this is perfectly normal and should be accepted. And I'm telling you, you know, as we've got a governor's race in New Jersey this year, Dr. Goldfarb, that's going to be a huge issue, because I think parents are sick of this. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it works both ways with parents. There are parents that come in and try to support this activity for their children. And, you know, and the problem is that inevitably, when you really try to deconstruct exactly why they feel that way, the vast majority of them have been coerced into it. They visited a pediatric gender clinic or even a pediatrician who's told them that their child will commit suicide if they're not allowed to pursue this. And we know that's false. It's just not true that there's a high incidence of suicide in these children, any higher than children that are not treated, that have underlying similar mental problems. And then the other side of the coin, we have parents that have been coerced into this because they've been told that their child will commit suicide, and they don't want that to happen. So we have this, and then, as you say, there are parents that have been denied information about their children and don't have the opportunity to counsel their children or to guide their children into something that is not so life altering and so harmful. So the whole situation is really sort of crazy, that the state thinks that it can take children away from their parents and coerce their parents into forcing them to have these kinds of treatments, or that physicians can coerce parents into forcing them to have these kind of treatments. Rarely there's a parent that really has a mental disturbance themselves and sort of encourages their children to go through this. That's very rare. The vast majority of these cases, the parents, if they know about it, have been coerced into it and told that their child is at risk of suicide if they don't comply with the child's requests.
And that is just such an absolute lie. Keep up the good work. Do no harm. Follow them on X at Do No Harm. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.